This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat is a very special guest. We're honored to have Vince Chrysler, the CISO of Solarium, found online at solarium.com. These guys do national security, CMMC, threat intel, help MSPs, and they with Breach Defender and Network Defender, now even helping healthcare. Vince, welcome to the hot seat.
Thanks, Gary. Happy to be here.
So who is Solarium? What does the company do? How do you do it?
Well, Solarium's been around for over 17 years, a really rich history in cybersecurity, national security solutions. Our founder and CEO is really passionate about, you know, how do we come up with unique ways to solve really tough problems? And, you know, when he sees a tough problem, he doesn't shy away from it. He goes after it, which has really guided a lot of the work that we've been doing.
Now, you know, a lot of MSPs want to become MSSPs, and there's a lot of issues with that. Do you have a plug-and-play solution? How quickly can you get them up and running?
Yeah, so the managed service provider is one of our markets. We have a couple tiers of products. Our Network Defender product is our most basic, and it's focused at detecting threats based on a very quick and easy integration with a firewall, no hardware, no software. We can detect threats and block them. It takes an MSP 15 minutes to configure it, provides great reporting for their customers, and doesn't require a lot of hand-holding. And so that solution in that market has really helped accelerate a lot of MSPs into providing security solutions without a lot of overhead, without a lot of expense. And that product has just taken off in that market. It's been really cool.
That's amazing. Is that called Network Defender?
That is Network Defender, yes.
Now, what exactly does Network Defender do? And is it, again, SaaS-based, so plug and play?
Yeah, so the focus is like, how do you take a different approach to cybersecurity network defense? You know, in the market today, there are kind of three closely related segments that kind of revolve around us. There's a security operations center that you can outsource. The challenge I've seen with SOCs that you outsource is unless you're paying $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, you're only getting fractional time of somebody, and the quality of service tends to be pretty low. The other space is there are a lot of hardware appliances out there where you can put them on a SPAN port or put them in line and they'll do all sorts of detection. Problem is you need a pretty sophisticated analyst to use it. They're hard to maintain. You know, if they break, it can cause network issues. There's all sorts of those challenges. And then there's a complementary market to us around kind of EDR, MDR, NDR, all of these agents that you can put on machines to kind of do protection. The challenge with the agent approach then ends up being if an attacker gets a foothold on a machine, they can disable that agent and then you're blind. And so our approach kind of sits in the middle of these where, you know, it can be set up in 15 to 20 minutes. There's no hardware, no software. We integrate with most firewalls that are out there. We consume kind of the network traffic that they're seeing, the logs of it, so syslog or NetFlow. And then we can actually write back to the firewall using integrations that exist in the firewall, like APIs or block lists, to actually protect those networks. And that can all be set up very quickly and easily. And then we give people really great views into what's happening. And then based on the tier of our product, you know, the network defense really gives you visibility into what's happening at the network level. As we've evolved over the last 3 years, since the company that I founded, Dark Cubed, was acquired by Solarium, the evolution over the last 3 years has just been staggering. And we're focused now on breach defense, where we can actually use statistical analysis and machine learning to detect abnormal data flows out of your network and automatically stop them and alert the right people on your team. So we run the gamut of kind of some basic, what we call network defense, all the way up to very sophisticated breach defense.
Vince, that's amazing. And you've got a lot of great experience having been in our United States Air Force. Thank you for your service and helping the White House on cybersecurity. Do you remember the OPM breach?
I do.
Now, that was, from what I recall, that was some zero-day malware from the Chinese government. Gets into OPM and, you know, they didn't shut their computer. They didn't have, like, Windows power save mode. So after 5 o'clock, the computers were still on and they were HTTPS getting, but they were doing posts. And over time, that turned out to be really highly classified records gone out the door. Would you have detected that and stopped that with your technology?
Yeah, I think what we're good at finding, you know, a lot of the network security technologies are signature based, where they're looking for certain actions happening or certain software being downloaded or certain behaviors. What we're focused on primarily is the fundamental truth of network communications is if you're getting network or data out of a network, it's got to go somewhere. And if there are new IPs that are taking a bunch of data out of your network and you're not expecting that, that's probably a bad thing. And so to be able to detect that and alert on that, and then we're doing a lot of work on threat intelligence integration. We're able to say, what are all the bad infrastructures that attackers have been using? And if that starts to communicate with your network, we don't even need to wait for it to do something bad. We should just block it. So yeah, we would have, depending on the approach, but if we were integrating those firewalls, I think we would have done a lot to help on that breach.
So, Vince, since 2018, you've been helping the DoD supply chain, and you have more products, but you've got Network Defender, Breach Defender, which is used by the DoD supply chain, and who in the DoD supply chain? Is it a couple vendors? Is it a big deployment? How are you deployed?
Yeah, since 2018, we've been supporting a group within the Defense Cybercrime Center called DICE. The program is called DICE Cubed, and it's based on the Network Defender capabilities. So, really looking at inbound and outbound traffic and detecting threats. And it's a really collaborative relationship with the DoD there, where we're sharing information with them, and they're also sharing some of their government indicators with us to protect that group of defense contractors. It's been a great program, a lot of great collaboration. And most recently, with the strikes in Iran, we actually saw activity where Iranian IP addresses were starting to kind of poke and prod around defense contractors following that attack and be able to, and we shared that information with the DoD, and then they were able to push out alerts to their supply chain based on that information.
That's amazing. And are there hundreds in your program or dozens in the DoD supply
Yeah,
chain?
we're up over 400 companies in that program now, so 400 networks that we're protecting within the DoD supply chain. So it's just such a cool program.
That's amazing. And we were talking earlier, healthcare is a real sweet spot for the bad guys. Every day there's a story of a healthcare provider or their supply chain providers being attacked and exploited. Ransomware, zero-day malware. Seems it's the new sweet spot. You founded Darkcube. Did Darkcube solve that problem? And then does that get pulled in? Is that Breach Defender? What's the genesis into healthcare?
The Darkcube solution is kind of what we call Network Defender, and it's kind of the core capability, fast and easy to deploy, just works, provides a ton of value. What's happened since the acquisition about 3 years ago is that platform has been built onto with a lot more advanced capabilities, and that gets us into the Breach Defender capabilities. And so, we've enhanced the threat intelligence we're using into some more high-end commercial threat intelligence. We've implemented AI, machine learning, big data capabilities. All of this ha is happening up in an AWS in a secure cloud environment. But the ability now of Breach Defender to actually detect abnormal data flows and say, hey, we saw a new data flow to us to an IP that hasn't been seen on your network, and it came up at 2 a.m. last night. Is this something you're concerned about? We provide the ability in that product for customers to do kind of automated blocking based on timing. And most recently, we've actually seen a couple of healthcare organizations breached where the data exfiltration happens to like a third-party data provider like Wasabi, which is a perfectly legitimate data provider. But what these attackers know is like if this company uses Wasabi as their backup and they move data that they're going to exfiltrate to another machine and send it to Wasabi, it's going to get missed. And so we've actually updated the product to be able to detect uploads to commercial cloud service providers that may be abnormal. So even though you may use Wasabi as a backup provider on your key servers, if we detect it coming from another system, we can alert you on that and block it.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Does Solarium have its own dashboard, centralized dashboard? Do you output with APIs or some plugins to third-party systems? Seem, SimSOAR, the
We
usual.
don't do any integration with like the Siem SimSOAR stuff. I think if you're a higher end company looking for those integrations, there are a lot of products out there that are very complex and can do all of that. Our focus is how do you get this all streamlined into a simple view? We have our own dashboard user interface that is very simple and streamlined to let you focus on what really matters. Analysts love to dig into IPs and what's the details behind them, but the simple fact is if it's a bad IP and it's been known to attack other companies and there's no legitimate reason for it to be on your network, block it and move on. Don't waste your time digging those things down. That's what leads to all this analyst fatigue.
Absolutely. There's a lot of needles in the haystack. So you got rid of the signal noise ratio problem, and it sounds perfect for the supply chain of healthcare providers, some of their smaller remote offices and doctor's offices and labs and all that. How quickly can you be deployed amongst a complex healthcare organization that has all these remote SMB offices?
So the initial configuration we say is 30 minutes. If you really know what you're doing on a firewall, you can be done in 15. Typically, these configuration calls are 30 minutes. What we've started to discover, we've stood up a no-cost program for healthcare organizations this year that has really started to take off. And we're working with some large hospitals and small hospitals and kind of single facility healthcare centers. We've started to take an approach where we tell them we require a commitment of 2 hours over 2 weeks. And so the first week you're going to spend an hour getting things set up and tuned and configured. The next week you're going to come back in and refine alerting and notifications. But in those 2 hours, you're going to have a fully functioning up-to-date system that you don't really have to log in on a day-to-day basis because you have the automated notifications and blocking configured and working.
So detect, alert, isolate, quarantine, all free for healthcare providers.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's free for up to two firewalls, and then another cool cut capability in Data Breach Defender is this ability to register servers. So you can actually go in and register up to 20 servers for free in the platform today, where you can say, "Hey, this is a key, Epic system that's doing, medical records for us. So if there's ever d weird data flows, send me alert that says, hey, your Epic system is having weird data flows." So the ability to kind of go in and define those through a system registration process really accelerates the learning and breach detection capabilities.
That's amazing. Our government needs it, the DoD contractors need it, but who needs it the most? Look at the wall of shame at Health and Human Services. It's the healthcare industry. They're under attack, they're overworked, they're under budget. They need Solarium so bad, and you're doing it for free. How long is this free offer good until?
We're doing this at no cost to help to healthcare organizations through the end of the year. And we're partnering with organizations like the American Hospital Association, the Healthcare ISAC, to get the word out and really build a community of interest around this. The ultimate goal here is leading towards kind of an early warning system, community-based defense network, where you see an attack in one hospital, you're able to take those lessons learned in a matter of minutes and protect all of the other healthcare organizations in that group. It's been pretty cool to see it develop and grow.
And Solarium doesn't have access to the PHI, but you defend the PHI data leakage, I would assume.
Yeah, that's a really good distinction. A lot of these systems, so if you're putting a device in line or off of a span port, it's seeing all the content of your communications. We're just seeing the records. So we have the ability, like the network records, not your PHI records. So we have the ability to deploy protection without ever touching any ePHI or sensitive data. We're not seeing the content of your communications, which really helps put a lot of people at ease as we deploy this.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. I'm just curious, what's next for Solarium? It sounds like you guys are super innovative. You figured out a lot of weak spots across America, and thank you for that.
We're going to continue to focus on solving some of these hard challenges in healthcare cybersecurity, just as these healthcare organizations are so focused on patient safety and health and well-being. We want to complement that with security solutions that actually work in that market. We're also continuing to focus on building new solutions in the DoD supply chain, the DIB. And so that's where we're bringing Breach Defender into that market to provide a lot of value and services.
That's wonderful. Vince, I'm curious if there's anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners.
No, we're just really excited to be at the cutting edge of kind of thinking differently about cybersecurity solutions. As things, the more and more money that gets spent on cybersecurity, we're just not getting any better. Attackers are getting more creative. This whole generative AI LLM push is giving attackers a lot more tools and capabilities, and so they're able to outspend and outwit defenses. And so, we are excited to be pushing for new creative solutions and focusing on. There are all these security controls and capabilities you can deliver, but let's start focusing on what matters, and that is detecting that data breach early and stopping it. And so if we can be hyper-focused on that solution, we can provide a lot of value.
Love it. Vince Chrysler is the CISO of Solarium, found online at solarium.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.